A British man was killed today while clearing cluster bombs Israel dropped on South Lebanon during its war with Hezbollah guerrillas last year. He was the 13th person to be killed during work to clear unexploded ordnance from the summer war. The aftereffects of such ordnance have led to a movement called the Oslo Process, which aims to create an international treaty banning cluster munitions by the end of 2008. The Holy See has lent its support to the effort. The Holy See Observer to the UN offices in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, explains.
The Holy See has been very active and supportive of this effort because of the humanitarian issues involved. First of all, we have been emphasizing from the very beginning of the process the centrality of the victims, especially civilian populations. And second, we also pointed out that while the responsibility for the elimination of these weapons and for responding to local situations in terms of cleaning up areas from the presence of these bombs, the international community has to participate and support states that cannot have enough technology or enough resources to do the job by themselves. So we insisted on this sense of solidarity and the collective responsibility to arrive at eliminating the damage the cluster munitions are causing.